You have all the rights to deny and reject all of these existing religions. Then, what are the true words of our Creator? Where is the untouched message of the Almighty Creator? What is the true religion of our Creator? We have only one Creator, but we came up with nearly 4,200 different religions. Do you think our loving Creator has sent his prophets with different messages to different corners of the world in order for us to have dispute with one another, and kill each other in the name of religion? Don't you think that would make our Creator a wicked Creator? Therefore, something is wrong. The only information we have from our Creator is written in his scriptures delivered to us by his prophets. So let us study them. But, we know through the years the texts of these scriptures have been lost or have been distorted. Then, we must find out which one of them is closer to the truth or may be untouched. Of the major scriptures in the world, we have now three widely influential documents: the Torah or the Old Testament, the Bible or the New Testament, and the Arabic Quran, the Final Testament. Through the years, these scriptures were translated and distorted, and copied repeatedly, at first by hand, until they have finally came into our hands. But each one of them has different rules and regulations, simply because of the translators' different opinions and interpretations, or they were distorted for the benefit of religious leaders, or basically some parts of them were lost through the time. Translators fear their wives, children, friends, families, and other people in society. Therefore, they can never, ever, translate the true words of the Almighty Creator from the scriptures for other people. But our Creator does not fear anybody, and he will always speak the truth. Above all, the Almighty is the only teacher of the scriptures, and not the translators. So if someone translates the scriptures for other people, it appears that he is interfering with our Creator's work, and he would bring another scripture besides the Almighty's scripture. In other words, they are hiding the true words of our Creator. That is why we are all arguing and fighting with each other over our so-called religions. Through the years we have been following the religious leaders thinking that they know about our Creator's religion. The reason is because humans have a tendency to follow the crowds. You must have seen stampede of people on Black Fridays or any sudden reaction in a crowd in news media. We react just like herd of cattle. They say we follow like sheep, but sheep are one step ahead of us, because they have sheepdogs, who directs them. Some people have found out about this human weakness long time ago, and they took advantage of us. That is how we have been witnessing them here and there, who were controlling other people. They use this weakness of human trait in revolution, religions, politics, advertisings, and so on. And then those so-called religious people wear special outfits, so they could be recognized by followers. Therefore, majority of us are called the average people. But you do not want to be among the average people. This is so fascinating. If we are by ourselves, we would stand up as an individual to confront anything. But if we are put within the crowd, we would just follow the others. It is like we lose our intelligence and brains when we are put into the crowd, and we become blind. That is how this phrase came about, following others blindly. That is why throughout the history we have been cheated and fooled many times. Then after 20 or 50 years we have found out what really happened to us. Now that we have found out a little bit better about ourselves, then why not we start to analyze things by ourselves individually, instead of following our leaders blindly, because religion is a covenant between a man and his Creator. So we must be worry about our own neck. You must clear your mind and truly desire to know our Creator and his system. You must put aside any jealousy and being prejudiced in order to find the truth. Through our life we have been fed information about religion by those so-called religious people, because we have been following them blindly. That is why these so-called religious leaders have millions of followers. You can hardly find individuals who researched on religion by themselves. Yet we study so many different books for so many years in order to get some degrees, so we can feed ourselves. But, we must know that the Almighty guarantees happiness in this life, and the life after here. Do you know why? Because, we have been created weak. We are not able to know the future, and we cannot control other people. Therefore, we are not able to make ourselves happy. Simply our Creator is the only one who could protect us. And we have our whole lifetime to learn about the Almighty's religion. They say if you study on a subject about 10 or 20 minutes a day, after 10 years you would become a professional in that subject. The most logical way possible is to put aside whatever you have heard of religion before, and leave those so-called religious leaders alone, and get rid of those translations, and try to discover the true religion of our Creator by yourself. As I mentioned, we have three widely influential scriptures. But these books have been distorted and translated so many times throughout the history. Therefore, we have to find out which one is closer to the truth, or untouched. Because, each one of them has a different rituals. The Torah or the Old Testament was revealed through Prophet Moses, in Hebrew language, when he was summoned by our Creator for 40 nights, while Torah was being written for him during those 40 nights. Then later on from that fully detailed scripture containing the lights from our Creator, they picked only 10 verses, and called it 10 commandments, and forgot about the rest of those knowledge. And they turned the religion of the Almighty into traditions and customs. And because it is the oldest scripture, therefore, it was distorted much more than the others. As you might have heard, few years back they found the Dead Sea Scrolls in some caves around the Dead Sea areas in Jordan, in 1947. After deciphering it, they found out that it is different with the Torah that we have today. Therefore, they put it aside because it would disturb the religious leaders. Then there is the Bible or the New Testament. Did you know that for 200 years after Jesus we do not find any information in history about the Bible? And after 200 years people wrote down the Bible by their own hands, and they said, Holy Spirit revealed to us. That is why we have so many different Bibles, and there are 167 different churches in US alone. Therefore, the true Bible is hidden in somewhere. And then there is the Arabic Quran, or Final Testament, obviously in Arabic language. Prophet Muhammad's soul was summoned in high heaven and the Almighty Creator revealed the Arabic Quran into his heart as one revelation. Then later, on the earth, the Holy Spirit was reading the Arabic Quran to him little by little, with instructions as which verse goes where, in the Quran, and he was writing them down with his own hand, within the period of 23 years. Then right after his departure, his followers added two verses at the end of chapter 9 in order to idolize him, and they massacred the ones who opposed this horrendous crime, and they burned the original Arabic Quran, which Prophet Muhammad wrote it down with his own hand. Therefore, we have been deprived from the true Arabic Quran ever since, until 1974. As we are all witnessing in our societies, in order to measure the authenticity of any subject matter, we seek it scientifically proves. And mathematics is the exact science among other sciences. Well, ever since 1968, the Almighty Creator has been sending us a heavy mathematical signs in the Arabic Quran through two of our well-known American scientists, Dr. Rashad Khalifa, biochemist, mathematical signs based on number 19, and Dr. Ali Reza Farzelli, physicist, ultimate mathematics, and also Mr. Milan Schultz, a mathematician. Please pay attention, all references to so-called Islam or Muslims in news media, and other forums have nothing to do with the Arabic Quran. This final testament came down for all the people in the world, who seek protection for themselves, regardless of their race and nationalities. The Arabic Quran comes with specific sets of dietary instructions to protect you in this life, and teaches you how to get back to our Creator in perfect security. Please click here in order to find out about the detailed information of the discovery of mathematical miracles in the Arabic Quran.